daily expenses read others, and they all signal one thing, that you're following the biggest finance cult in Australia. Of course, one person's cult is another person's community, but whatever you call it, we're certainly having an impact. Literally hundreds of thousands of people have been where you are right now, listening to the first pages of this book. And hundreds of thousands of people have used the book's timeless strategies to totally transform their lives. And you're next. Welcome to the cult. The Barefoot Investor holds an Australian Financial Services Licence, AFSL number 302081. This book outlines general advice only. It should not replace individual, independent, personal financial advice. Neither myself, Scott Pape, the Barefoot Investor, nor anyone associated with the making of this book has received any kickbacks, commissions or fees, or even so much as an invite to a corporate box at the footy for recommending or mentioning anything contained herein. We never have, and we never will. We are fiercely independent. The bottom line, you're hearing the same advice that I'd give to my mum. God love her. Prelude. Living barefoot. A blackened sheep stopped right in the middle of the road and eyeballed us. Its feet were badly burnt. It was shaking. The wool on its side was scorched into curly knots, revealing its bloodied ribcage. It was heaving in and out, clutching for air, in shock, dehydrated, traumatised. With our fences destroyed, the poor girl was left stumbling around on her own, searching for water on our home block. Most of her flock had been burnt alive when a bushfire ripped through my farm 24 hours earlier. Bang, bang, bang. Without my knowledge or approval, the Department of Environment and Primary Industries had rolled up at first light and begun destroying my surviving sheep. Apparently, they can do that when your farm is declared part of a disaster zone. The sheep limped off to the side of the road. They'd find her soon. I gripped my wife Liz's hand and continued driving down our driveway towards our family home. Two chimneys and a pile of rubble were the sum total of a lifetime of possessions. Her wedding dress, teacups, the few last remaining photos of her late father, who had died 10 years earlier. Butter knives, all of my baby son's clothes, all of his toys, everything was gone. Overhead, a TV news chopper hovered. Later, it would land amid our dead and dying animals, and a reporter would enter what remained of our private family home and kick through the still smouldering personal possessions that had made our little family us. At the time, I was used to fronting the nightly finance news. That day, I was the news. With the thick smell of everything burning, the sight of everything we'd worked for in ashes and a chopper buzzing around us, my wife erupted. She began screaming uncontrollably, deep, loud groans of pain. Our baby son, who was strapped in his car seat, began bawling in sympathy. At that moment, when everything was falling apart, I looked in the rearview mirror and said to myself the first thing that came to my mind. I've got this. That's the truth. That's exactly what I said. Don't get me wrong, I'm not some Bruce Willis diehard tough guy character. Far from it. But if this was the lowest point in my life, there was something deep inside of me that knew I could handle it. And over the next 2 years, I did. The belly of this book came from that one moment. Because here's the thing, at some stage you're going to face your own financial fire. It could be when your partner walks out on you and the kids. It could be when you're sitting alone in the work car park after the boss has made you redundant. It could be after you go to the doctor for a simple checkup. It could be your girlfriend telling you she's pregnant. It could be when you glance at your super statement and wonder how you'll ever afford to retire. No matter what you face in the future, I want you to be able to look yourself in the eye and confidently say to yourself, I've got this. And by the end of this book, that's exactly what you'll be able